Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. We close out our Pride theme month with a cult classic in queer cinema, But I'm a Cheerleader. But I'm a Cheerleader is a 1999 film directed by Jamie Babbitt and written by Brian Wayne Peterson. It stars Natasha Lyonne as Megan, a high school cheerleader who is suspected of being a lesbian by her family and friends, which she doesn't even realize. So, she is sent to a conversion therapy center to convert her back to heterosexuality. While there, she meets a slew of characters, including the camp director, Mary Brown, played by Kathy Moriarty, and Graham, another girl in the camp who quickly falls in love with Megan, played by Clea DuVall. The cast for the movie is also full of heavy hitters outside of the three I just mentioned. Melanie Lynskey, RuPaul, Bud Cort. Heck, Michelle Williams is even in the film, and she's not even credited in the beginning, which is really shocking for the 5-time Academy Award nominee. Regardless, the cast in this film plays their parts really well, especially Lyonne and Duvall. It should be noted that But I'm a Cheerleader is a satire film, meaning that the movie approaches and confronts the homophobic practice of conversion therapy in a fun and playful way. But I'm a Cheerleader is a campy film that many could take at face value and say it's not good, but if you were to watch it and see the position that it's coming from, you can understand that all of that camp is precisely the point of the film. The production design is gaudy and colorful, making the conversion camp look more like a Barbie dream house than anything else. Babbitt would go on noting that the sets of the film were made to look that way to show the artificiality of conversion therapy, but also the heterosexual life it promotes. The slides that the kids are shown that look like how a heterosexual couple is supposed to look are taken from old 1950s ads. The conversion therapy includes the men chopping wood, throwing footballs, and fixing cars, while the women have to scrub floors, do their hair, and put on wedding dresses. The entire conversion camp is designed to make it look like a mid-century amalgamation. And looking at it from my perspective, it doesn't look like a paradise. It looks like a hellscape. Even the flowers in front of the camp are fake, meaning basically that the camp and the people running it are using the most basic artificial pageantry and discipline to force these kids into not being who they are. And that is the main theme of the movie, discovering who you are. Megan has shown many different sides of the spectrum, and she and the other kids will have to realize that being gay is not wrong, and although others will hate you for it, you don't have to hate yourself for it. It's something that both Megan and Graham will have to learn if they want to be together. Their only obstacle is the conversion therapy, which, for the record, isn't that effective. From the first day, the cracks show up in the camp's methods, and by the end of the film, over half of the people who went into the camp leave it. A little commentary on the efficacy, legitimacy, and sensibility of conversion therapy. The practice is not good. It's extremely homophobic and only promotes a society that doesn't want to change even when the world around it has. And on that note, the practice is only illegal in 21 states and the District of Columbia. That's it. Meaning there are still kids out there who are being forced to live a life that their mind and soul can't. But I'm a Cheerleader promotes that it's okay to feel the way you feel, and the only thing that you can be in your life is yourself. It's a beautiful message, one that resonates with LGBTQ audiences, but was also ahead of its time. But I'm a Cheerleader was panned when it first came out. It was a time when most of the over-the-top and campy elements to it weren't that normalized, but nowadays are welcomed by modern audiences. Critics at the time noted that the film was predictable and criticized its production design, which we just talked in depth about! I still remember at one point the film was on the Internet Movie Database's worst films of all time. But it's not a bad film. It's something that over 20 years later is finally being appreciated for what it is, especially in a world where being gay is more normal now. But as I mentioned before, not every state will agree with that, so there is always going to be a fight. Lyonne and Duvall would find success on their own, but remain good friends ever since the film, and even played a couple once again in the film Intervention, directed and written by Duvall. But I'm a Cheerleader has since become a cult classic, and is noted as being one of the best lesbian movies to date. It's currently available to stream on Amazon Prime, Tubi, Pluto TV, and even the home video company, the Criterion Collection's streaming service. Yeah, Even they realized how important to queer cinema the film is, and I wouldn't be surprised if it got a full-blown release by the company in the future. But for now, you can find the film on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital on Amazon or iTunes, or you can check it out at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you all next time.